USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another state recording its first death from coronavirus. This time, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan made the announcement late yesterday that a man in his 60s had died of it. Hogan noting the man had underlying health issues, though. Also, the governor was suggesting that despite having already closed schools and gyms and restaurants, bars, theaters, there could be even stricter policy orders coming soon.
It sounds scary, and it may sound extreme, and it's going to really be inconvenient and disruptive to people's lives.
President Trump has signed a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package into law. It includes paid leave benefits, unemployment benefits, and free diagnostic testing. Millions of Americans could also get as much as $2,000 from the government under a bill the Trump administration is still pitching to Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Health experts say this is an encouraging development out of China. It's reporting no new cases of the coronavirus there for the first time since the outbreak. China's National Health Commission saying in its Wednesday report no new domestic cases were confirmed on that day. The first day since December, there have been no new cases to report in China. There's a local state of emergency in effect in a Utah city, not because of coronavirus, but because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake yesterday. The Magna City Historic Main Street had to be closed because of extensive damage.
This has deemed them to be unsafe for humans to be near right now. We have a big concern with that and any aftershocks.
The USGS reporting nearly 60 aftershocks have rattled the Salt Lake Valley since that first quake, including a 4.6 magnitude aftershock that struck about 6 hours after the first one. No reports of injuries or deaths. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the Radio Listener Special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be his next director of the National Counterterrorism Center, that is. Miller was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He replaces Joseph McGuire, who President Trump chose to be acting Director of National Intelligence. McGuire, though, left that position in February. ICE is scaling back its immigration crackdowns during the pandemic. Agents reportedly stopping enforcement at hospitals and clinics during the outbreak, saying they don't want people to avoid medical care for fear of deportation. ICE says its focus will instead be on criminals who pose a known threat to public safety. Twitter is banning posts with misleading information about the virus, the new policy including a ban on denials of expert guidance and encouraging fake treatments. It requires people remove content that encourages acting against all recommendations from public health authorities. And a Pennsylvania jail inmate is suing because he's in solitary confinement for refusing to cut off his dreadlocks. Eric McGill Jr. is a Rastafarian, and he follows the Old Testament vow taken by Samson to avoid cutting his hair. He's been in solitary confinement at the Lebanon County Correctional Facility for over a year now. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.